Yeah, well, our next read.
Quite different. And the title, well, has put me off in the past, so don't let everybody else get put off by it. It's called The Tattooist of Auschwitz, and it's by Heather Morris. And it's got on the front, it's an international number one bestseller.
It is indeed. It's been everywhere,
yes,
hasn't it? Yeah.
And it's been recommended to me time and again by customers, by friends. You see it in the reviews and best lists of years and whatnot. So it is very well thought of. I just didn't like the title. But it's meant to be a really uplifting, very life-enhancing book. And it's all about two characters, Lael and Jita, and they meet at Auschwitz. He has actually got the job of tattooing the numbers on the individuals who are going to survive.
Yes.
And she is in the queue. And he immediately falls in love with her and vows that they are both going to get out of this together. And so that it's about their story. And what's amazing about it is that it's based on a true story.
I was then about to say, you were going to tell me this, isn't it? It's based on a true story.
Yeah. Which sends a shiver down your spine every time I say it.
It really has. And I do want to read it because, like I say, it's one of those ones got quite a distinctive cover with the stripes.
Yes.
And I've seen it a lot in bookshops, and I've seen it's in the bestseller lists. And yes. I keep thinking, I think this is the sort of important book that I should read.
Yes.
Really.
Well, it also, its story of how it came about is important as well. I mean, the author is again, a film writer, a screenwriter, and she's Australian. And she was, when she heard about this, she was introduced to this gentleman and told to find out about him. So she met him over a period of some months to find out his story and wanted to write a film. But she decided it wasn't right. So she turned it into a novel. And then at the end of the book, we find out what happened in reality. So a little bit about how the book came about, but also about Lael and Jita and what happened to them after the story finishes.
So this is our Leslie's Readers book for February. So when you come back again next month, you'll be able to tell us all about it's The Tattooist of Auschwitz by Heather Morris. If people want to give that a go,
yep.
And let Leslie know
what, yes.
what they thought of it.